Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
I hope you are, because today we're talking about, like, Earth Day type shit.
Earth Day type shit.
You know, Arbor Day.
Happy Earth.
Earth Day. Well, Earth Day is...
is that E-A-R-P-H?
Yeah, Earth. Yeah. Earth Day. And it's past. It is past. A day or late.
I mean, you know, it's around that time.
Right. It's Earth Day-ish.
Yeah. And then Arbor Day.
Arbor Day Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nice way to time stamp.
Hello.
Anyway, it's going to be fun. How y'all doing? Happy Monday. Cool. glad y'all doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Yeah. I burnt the shit out of myself today.
Yeah, you.
Oh my God. Damn. I was cooking pasta, and I usually will like ladle the pasta out of the water with like a slotted spoon. But today it was a wider noodle, so I just like dumped the water out.
That's what she said.
Turn that shit down.
I'm sorry. Just keep going.
Dumped the water into the sink, and it. And then I like picked it back up because I didn't want to dump all the water out. So I quickly like stopped and I splashed myself.
Ooh, y'all.
And it like burnt off the first layer of skin.
Ooh. Ooh. Man.
It was very painful.
You held it together though.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what's crazy is I ain't want to say it now that it's over. What when you said, damn, there's a piece of skin, I was like, Lord, let me get out the house.
I found a piece of skin on my shirt.
Oh, y'all.
Oh, it was very hot water.
That was, I still got the image in my head. When you peeled it, I was like,
okay, stop.
I'm sorry.
It's making me cringe.
Yeah, it's that was wild, man.
It was very bad.
That was your week.
I don't even have like any ointment to put on it. I just covered it up with gauze, dried it up, and covered it up.
Yeah, like, dude, how do we not have ointment in the house? But
what do you put on a burn? I don't know.
Like, you peroxide just to kind of clean it out, right?
But then you're supposed to put peroxide. That would have burnt or something.
No. Peroxide don't burn.
I don't think peroxide is.
It's for cut. That was essentially a cut. It's just to clean it off.
I think that was like a myth.
No. It does. Peroxide help clean it out, keep the bacteria out. And then you really want to put some, like, you do want to put ointment on there, I believe.
I think so. We'll see how it looks like tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a scab.
Yeah, I think so.
It's all good, though. It's all good. Yeah. It could have been worse.
It could have been much worse.
Yeah. But, you know, on a good note, we had a good week.
We had a great week.
Yeah, it's busy as hell.
And a great weekend that we're going to talk about today as to what we did. But it was like a little colder this week.
I'm so sick of this goddamn cold.
I'm so sick of this cold. Like, stop it.
Are y'all like stuck with like this up and down heat, hot, cold, and you got like this lingering sniffle or cough or some shit? Because that's been me.
Yeah.
I ain't had it in a little bit, but like I feel like it could be coming back because we was at dinner, Chi Food Local, you know, celebrate Gabe's birthday. Happy birthday, Gabe. By the way, you know, we was out celebrating and like all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, I feel cold. But we was outside all day too.
We were tired. We had been up since 5:30.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. I mean, this weather getting on my goddamn nerves.
Yeah. So we stayed in the house today.
Yeah, we did.
No outside.
Right.
Today.
Right. Yeah. Because we
need to recover.
We gonna be out all week this week.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Like, no. Let me not say that because like I'm happy. I'm happy, but like, man, you know, I'm getting up there in age now. You know, your boy needs his naps.
You take the most naps. Like, you wake up at like 7:30.
They ain't been on schedule though.
You're ready to take a nap by 10.
They ain't been on schedule.
And you did like one thing. I answer all the emails, so I know you're not looking at emails.
Yeah, I see them.
Yep. Is that exhausting enough for you to require a nap like 4 hours later?
Man, you know, your boy be doing a lot of other things.
God forbid we go to the gym. Then you need like an elongated nap.
Yeah, I do. I need to. But like, I'm not even tired after a gym.
Yeah, you just want a nap.
I do.
You just like nap for fun. You just like snuggle on the couch. And boy, I come in the living room, you and the dog asleep on the couch. I'm like, what is happening?
Napping be so good, though.
I can't nap like that.
You have twice this week, though.
Once.
Twice.
Literally once.
Your ass was knocked out. I saw you. I heard you snoring.
When?
I know it was twice. It literally was once. It was not.
How are you going to tell me when I nap?
Okay, so we came back and took a nap after we were talking to black people outside.
When was the second time?
The other time, I can't remember now.
Because you're lying. That's
no, I'm not. I'm not lying. I'm saying you.
I have not napped. You probably dreamt it while you were taking a nap. You thought I was napping, but I was not.
Anyway,
I don't really nap unless I'm sick or extremely tired. And when the last time I napped after. Okay, well, I didn't. I only took a nap because I had a severe headache.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was dehydrated.
Yeah, yeah. You was. You had a low key. Now that we think about it, you kind of had a rough week. I tried to put a positive spin on this shit.
We good though. We up.
Yeah, you said city boys up.
We're gonna keep powering through. Sometimes I just Sundays I need a reset day. Yeah. I love my Sundays. I clean the house. I take my long showers. Mm. I do laundry. Like it's my reset day. And I just you and I barely talk.
You said that's the best part of her week.
No.
y'all hear that bullshit?
I take Campbell on a long walk.
That it's was so like, unnecessary to
no,
say.
No, I mean like there's no, we talk in the morning. So every morning we wake up, we have our coffee. We have like a 1 hour conversation. Mm-hmm. But Sunday, I don't have to think about anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like a mental reset day for me.
Right.
I don't look at my phone. I'm not on social media. You'll see we don't post on stories. Like it's just a chill day for me. And I need that once a week.
I don't know what happened this week.
That's why I won't have kids.
Yeah.
Because I need that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do with these kids if I need a mental reset day?
You know what I was thinking this week, speaking of like, you know, away from the phone? Why was I up 51% screen time this week on my phone?
Because you keep leaving your phone unlocked.
Yeah, that's what it is. They need to count that. They should have it.
They don't know.
They should. Listen to the technology here that they need to implement. If you don't touch your phone, you know what I'm saying? Like if your phone.
Well, you should turn on the where your phone locks after like 10 minutes.
Yeah, why is that not on?
Turn it on. It's a setting.
I know it is. I know, but why do I have it stuck like that?
I don't know.
You know what it is when we used to use the phone for
recording.
For recording. Boy, them were the days. You have to be there, y'all. you had to be there for the iPhone video.
Listen, that was a good video.
iPhone couch videos?
They were lit.
That
was really back of the bus. Because I was in my pajamas.
Man,
don't go looking for those videos.
No, go ahead and look for them. I'm fine. Man, that shit, boy, them was wild days.
Yeah.
Then we started doing an outside. Mm-hmm. Those were fun too, though.
Yeah.
I kind of missed the couch.
I kind of miss the outside videos.
Right.
And the parks and stuff.
Yeah. Should we start doing that again? No. Think about it.
No.
Why not?
Because we do already. We vlog for YouTube. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I'm just saying like.
We're not going to vlog and then also record a video for the podcast outside.
Okay, hear me out. Summertime coming up.
And?
Just chilling.
We're already vlogging.
I'll go to the beach.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Why won't you just go to the beach because you love me?
No, don't do that. No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. I love
literally,
you.
Okay. So go to the beach with me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Dario's a fun hater. He just wants to be a hermit in the house. He does not want to go out. To be fair, we're out.
We like, out all a lot. The time.
But I want to do non-work related outings.
I know, right? I get you.
Yeah.
So, right. So I was about to say, but can we still go back outside? But y'all want to hear us back outside?
Well, They don't.
It'd be dope. We'll have people coming up to us probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how we avoided that. For like a year and a half.
What do you mean we avoided it? People were doing that.
No, I'm talking about like, no, how nobody came up to our podcast while we recorded.
They did.
When? Not a lot.
Go back and watch the videos. You see sometimes. People in the background. No one is going to come up to the mic while we're sitting there. It looked like a mic setup. Like no one is going to do that.
Well,
anyway. Tangent over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was your week, I guess? You got 30 seconds.
Damn. My week was good. Honestly, I was more happy about like the prospect of a lot of things. You know, our shirts coming out. I guess we could kind of say it on here too, y'all. Mm. We
oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. So we are now gonna be featured in Chicago Architects Center for the Lupus Lab. Mm-hmm.
A
whole year exhibit talking about how Chicago
kind of the revitalization of
downtown
the loop.
Yeah, loop, yeah. So and we are featured as the
welcome video.
Yeah, the welcome video. So pretty fun. And so we got a night, you know, that we're going
to
be.
It's on the 25th. So if you can actually come to that. If you're listening to this right now, you can get tickets to the 25th. If there are still tickets, I'm sure there is. And then after that, the exhibit will be going until live. April of next year.
Right. So. And not on top of that, y'all, if you haven't picked up a shirt from our website,
you can buy it
at Chicago Architect Center. We will have merch at the Architect Center. Let's go. That is wild. Hold on. Let me get. Hold on. You said, hold on. Don't blast the ears out.
For real.
Y'all, so, man, that's been my week. I've been honestly excited about that. Excited about that.
For real.
Also, I'm excited about like photography. But those two things have been like consuming me.
You've been killing it with the photography.
I've been locked in.
Yeah.
I've been locked in.
You have been.
Matter of fact, segue, we're talking about like Earth Day type of things. Mm-hmm. So part of today's episode, we're going to be talking about like how Arbor Day and all that, because it's pretty interesting.
Very.
I bet y'all don't even know these type of things. But we started out our day at Garfield Park.
The Gold Dome.
And I'm going to give you some history about that. But we were out there for Black People Outside's event that they had with Peace Runners, which was really fun. And I was the photographer for the event. Which happened to be the same day we now have a partnership starting with Morton Salt.
Yep.
And so we
were out there to participate in the event. And then we were also out there to film our episode, which is this one for the video.
Yes.
And the reel that you're going to see on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So please go engage with that with that reel and that YouTube video.
You'll see it in a little bit. But so we'll tell you more why we were how Morton Salt plays into this whole thing. But so the Gold Dome. I don't know if y'all ever been to it. It's a very beautiful, very, very beautiful field house now.
Mm-hmm.
And the starting point for that is that Gold Dome was built in 1928 as the headquarters for the West Side Park Commissions. And I don't know if you're new to the podcast, but reiterate, Chicago, before the Chicago Park District formed, had three park commissions, mm-hmm. West, South, Central, Central being Lincoln Park, pretty much. But Jackson and Washington were the South Side parks, with the West Side being over here at Garfield Park, one of the parks there. Right. Now, this Gold Dome building, like I said, built in 1928 as the headquarters. In 1934, when the Chicago Park District actually formed, that building became the field house as we know it for
Garfield Park. That took you like 10 minutes to say.
Why? I was explaining shit. What you talking about? Oh. I got through it. You know what I mean? Damn, you bored?
No, I'm excited to talk about the Arboretum.
Damn. But yeah, so now if you want to go look at that building, I highly suggest going out to Garfield Park because it's a beautiful park. Beautiful park. But that building is a Spanish
revival
architecture style. And if you look at it, very, very detailed look. It is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, like, and you could tell the Spanish. Now, if you ever been to Mexico or Spain, you'll look at the building and be like, oh, I 1,000%. Yes, it 100% looks like that. Matter of fact, I have a picture of the Fine Arts building in Mexico, which is across from a Sears, ironically. And
Sears Tower,
actually, in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And the buildings look very, very similar.
Very similar.
And I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, the Palace of Fine Arts.
Yeah, I didn't even put it together until, you know, looking at it in detail and knowing that it was Spanish revival. Anyway, also adorned on the building, you can see right above the entrance there, it says Administration Building, proving that it was a headquarter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, very cool history there. And so we were in the garden. That's kind of how the tie-in, we started that. But then we all got on the bus, headed down to where did we go?
Morton Arboretum.
The Morton Arboretum.
In Lyle, Illinois.
I'm probably like, what the hell was y'all doing out there?
So we, you know, like I mentioned, we went out for the event, which was a huge success. It was such a great event. A lot of people outside host hikes all summer long, all year round, actually.
Yeah, they be doing.
And that you can participate, and they're more often than not free. So make sure you follow them on Instagram and check those out. But we basically went to the Arboretum because the story of Morton Salt kind of the midlife point of Joy Morton, who was the founder of Morton Salt, starts there. So if you didn't know, Joy Morton was the founder of Morton Salt.
Okay.
And Morton Salt became the largest manufacturer and distributor of salt in North America. Mm. And so he had a shit ton of money. And he was like, what am I going to do with this money? As white people do, he bought a state. he was like, let me get out the city and buy. He loved living in Chicago. He lived in Chicago, but he bought an estate in
It was his quote-unquote country getaway.
House, yeah.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. But to kind of go back a little bit, also gun to my head, if you told me who started Morton Arboretum, I would never have connected it to Morton.
I would have never.
I don't know why. Like, it is literally the name.
You know why? You know why? because Morton Arboretum is far from the city, right?
But still, like, I've heard it so, like, I know about the Morton Arboretum. Like,
right. We all know.
How could I have not connected those
because two all they talk about, all people talk about, not Morton Arboretum, but all that's talked about is like how pretty it is, and how many trees and the natures and the sculptures there.
Yeah.
Don't know. Ain't nobody ever said. I ain't never heard nobody.
The salt guy made this? Yeah.
No, never.
But to kind of like, why a salt entrepreneur making an arboretum? So basically the it was founded in 1922 by Joy Morton, but his dad was actually one of the people that helped found or start Arbor Day. And so his family was always all about the trees. Their family motto was plant trees, right? So he grew up around nature and around trees and like love of nature and love of knowledge of trees, not just just being in nature, but actually having the knowledge of trees and how we interact with them and how they grow and their diversity and all of that stuff. So in 1885, he founded Morton Salt. It became huge. He had a ton of money. So he went out to Lyle and bought this estate. At the time, it was a little over 100 acres, and he built a house on Thornhill.
Mm.
Now,
why is it called Thornhill?
Thornhill is a little hill, and around the house that he built, it was surrounded with hawthorn trees. Mm. And so he took, hawthorn.
Shorted it up.
Thornhill.
Now, before we keep on going now, y'all, we was out there after we hung out with Black people outside Peace Runners. We took another tour, like a more detailed tour of Morton Arboretum, y'all. Yeah. Y'all. All right, so there's some details that if you've been to Morton Arboretum, I'm willing to bet you don't know these things.
Mm.
So we went to, I don't even know where to start with so many details. Let's go talk about this house.
So the house, the house is kind of no more. Only half of it still exists. It's now an educational center, but and that was built in the 40s. But, a significant half is where Joy's office was and his little library.
For the OG Arboretum.
For the OG Arboretum. That's where it started. That's where he would work. He would sit in that office. This was like his family home. His kids were there. All of that. And so that office / library is still there. It has beautiful stained glass, like a kind of like a rounded
couple bay windows.
Bay windows.
Y'all, what's crazy is like, so we was there. And there was a
a wedding.
So we literally
crashed the wedding.
No. We didn't crash it.
It was the end of it.
It was kind of done.
Yeah, it felt it was like done.
But we was in there. Yeah. We saw bouquets and shit was in it. Flower petals still on the ground.
Bouquets and shit.
Dude was in the groom's party was still there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were just now starting serving food. So I feel
they were done. People were leaving.
I don't know, but we was there.
Yeah, because the cake was out. I saw the cake. Oh, okay. Plates of cake were out.
Y'all, that's how dedicated we was to the bit. Like, we've done a lot of cool things, but being inside his house at the same time a wedding was happening,
we had to do it for the bit. But, it's a beautiful building, and it's open. If you have your ticket to the Arboretum, you can go inside and take a look at it. And so, yeah, that's Thornhill, where like he lived and everything. And quickly the Arboretum grew very quickly. It is now over 1,700 acres.
Yeah.
And which is unfathomable to me. Yeah. I don't even know what that looks like. Shit. The space was never ending.
Yeah,
we took a golf cart around, and it just felt like it was endless.
First of all, I didn't even realize. So we was on the east side of our Morgan Arboretum.
Yeah.
I've been on the west side before,
mm-hmm.
but I'd never been on the east side of it.
Right.
That's how large that shit is.
Yeah.
I did not realize how big it is.
Super. There's 19 trails or something.
Something like that. Crazy. So there's a lot of detail about the Morton Arboretum, which is, I have honestly such a new love for it.
Yeah.
I guess a first love for it now. I ain't feel no type of way about it. Be honest with you, I never even went there before this podcast. not this episode, but like, you know, since we've been doing the podcast. But also there's a lot of hidden things in there, such as the Mortons are buried there.
They are. There's a cemetery. they kind of like don't want people
don't to... Don't want to talk about it.
No,
to
no.
A visit, I mean.
Yeah, they don't want people to kind of like be in the cemetery
right.
just to be respectful. So you can see from the outside, but like don't try to go into the cemetery. Right. Don't be weird.
Yeah.
But around that same area, there's also what they call the Joy Path, which is the path that Joy used to walk down at the end of the day. And it was a downhill walk. And it is literally like a scene from a movie.
Beautiful. Like, honestly, I
cherry blossoms. You can smell the flowers. It was a colder day, but gorgeous. You could literally still smell all the flowers. And like, it's just such a beautiful space.
Beautiful.
Like, I can't even.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's just beautiful. Honestly, it's like when you look at it from. We were talking about this. I brought it up to you as we would go home. Like, this podcast really got me looking at shit differently. You know what I mean? Like specifically Chicago, like
right.
there's a whole different level to Chicago with this podcast. But like seeing the Morton Arboretum, because when I went there, just the second or third time I photographed there, but I didn't do no research or no history. I just did the trail that, you know, black people outside took us on.
Right.
But doing it like this, and you like, yo, and then all the stuff, shout out to Terry, who was our tour guide.
Awesome.
Yeah, simply. She was amazing. She was there for just as long as we were.
Right.
You know, just as long as we were.
And then she had to go back to work.
right. You know, no, I'm sure she said, I'm done. She's like, I'm done today. I'm out. but yeah, so it honestly, just gorgeous. Honestly, go super, out there and see if you could get a tour. I don't know if you could, how
you
to go about
it. You can just walk around. They give you a map and you could just walk around. They do, I'm sure they do.
Right.
They also do tours and stuff.
Right.
But another cool Chicago connection with the kind of the design of this space. So there was a couple of landscape architects that worked on it, and they really wanted to bring plants from around the world. They wanted people to experience plants from around the world without having to travel if they can't. And so there's a lot of European plants. Some unfortunately turned out to be invasive, and so they had to like control that. But surprise.
Colonizing ass plants.
I mean, I don't know what they got going on over there that everything's invasive.
Damn.
But you know, you can actually see plants from everywhere. And when we took the hike, the hike leader, who also works at the plant nursery thing, he was explaining that it's really, they do a lot of like studying of plants there. And they want to know what plants look like as adults and what they look like as like baby plants and how they grow and what, you know, so like they answer over 10,000 questions from people. You can email them and they'll answer your question for free about any plant from like they answer questions from around the world.
My mind was blew when he said, hey, there's 22,000 plants, trees here. Sarah asked,
that are like intentionally
planted. And then there's thousands
that are naturally occurring.
Just naturally occurring.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was wild.
First of all, I'll be honest. This might sound crazy to y'all. I don't know. Maybe it is crazy, but like I didn't know it was that many different type of trees.
Well, he didn't know how many different types of trees there were, but 22,000 trees are planted.
That's a good question. On how many types of trees?
I'm sure a lot.
What, give a number.
Probably hundreds of different kinds.
No. Give a number. Let's do this. Let's go there. Now that
I'm
thinking,
I'm going to say 999.
types of plants, trees on Earth?
Oh, on Earth?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, thousands.
How many types of trees?
While Dario figures out the answer to that, back to the landscape architect. So one of the architects that was on this from the beginning was O.C. Simmons. And he was actually super... The connection between him and Chicago is really interesting because one of his first projects was Graceland Cemetery.
Y'all, come on and now.
That was kind of like...
Now your mic going to play you.
That was kind of... I didn't even touch it.
You know what I'm saying? No.
But... That was one of his first projects, which is what an amazing first project.
That what like, you, my one God. Of Chicago's most significant iconic cemeteries.
Yeah, and then one of his other projects was later out of like some project in Lincoln Park that he did. But he had an extensive career as a landscape architect. But yeah, so he helped kind of like build the plan for the original Arboretum.
OC was the OG.
OC was the OG.
That's why they didn't need the black friends back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that would have been his nickname.
So when the Arboretum started, it was a little bit over 100 acres, right? In like the 20s. It was like December 14th, 1922 was the day that the Arboretum was established. When Joy died in 1934, the Arboretum was 735 acres. And today it's over 1,700. So they've gained 1,000 acres since in 90 years.
You know, the coincidental thing is the year that Joy Morton died was the year that Chicago Park District started.
Oh, interesting.
1934.
Interesting.
That's crazy. I didn't even think about that until you said it right now. I got an answer for you.
Okay.
73,000 different types of trees. Yeah, on Earth.
But here's the thing. Like, what's the difference between a tree and is a shrub also a tree? Is a tree something that has a trunk? Like, what? And you know what else is interesting? He said, if it's too wet, it's a wetland. If it's too dry, it's a prairie. And if it's perfect, it's a forest.
If it's too wet, it's a short night. That's all I can say.
Wow. It's horrible.
Too wet. Boy. Horrible.
See, all right, okay. See you in 9 months. That's enough.
All right, okay.
No. No.
Okay. just playing. Yeah, it is. Whatever.
I can't believe you would say that.
No. Yeah, that's dope. Hard transition.
But so one of the other cool things is in 1937, there was a commission for a custom designed open air bus to provide tours of the Arboretum for visitors, and it was inspired by the vehicles used at the World's Fair, the Century Progress in Chicago. And so right.
It's crazy. Wow. Okay, well, that I guess that makes sense because the Century of Progress was 33, and
this is 37, so like not too far
so
off.
They were like, okay, you know what? We remember that back.
Take
in the
inspiration.
Day? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty well. We need. I don't want to give ideas away, but that we need to dive into that.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
So this Joy's son, Sterling Morton, kind of continued the legacy of the Arboretum, still worked on it. That's how it continues to function.
And he came up with Arbor Day.
No, that's his dad.
Oh, yeah.
Sterling is his son.
Gotcha.
Jay Sterling is his dad. Sterling is his son.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he became like a collector of botanical books, and later on they opened the Sterling Library, Sterling Morton Library.
Everything is wood in there, Paul's. Like they
you can see slabs of wood from trees, and you can kind of see what the inside would look like, the grain of the tree. It's a very cool place.
It's honestly
the
dope.
Educational center is kind of crazy. It's so beautiful. We barely scratched the surface,
barely.
If I'm being honest.
Barely.
So, I mean, we had a great time.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? And no one's paying me to say this, but their membership is, for two people, is like $120 a year. And the general admissions ticket is like $17. So, like, if you... go more than what, like 6 times a year. It kind of like makes sense.
But it's
like,
peaceful. A lot of people, you know what? A lot of people go there and just kind of kick it though, walking around early morning. Even our tour guide, Terry, she came and said, "Hey, look, on her off days, she could still be up there."
Oh, she lived close.
Yeah, you said.
Here's the thing: it was 25 minutes from Garfield Park.
Yeah,
to there, but back to like the north side, it was an hour.
Yeah, you go hit that traffic. It's summertime coming up too.
But if you go like in the morning,
yeah,
easy peasy.
Yeah,
you could also take the train out there, but who was taking the metro?
Who's doing that? Y'all, check it out. Real quick, throwback today's episode. I just thought about it. Speaking of all this greenery, we gonna do food.
I know.
You know, on this podcast, so we actually had a chance to sit down with a really dope business that's been around for 20 years. It's called Hannah's Bretzel, and it's 3 locations in the Loop downtown. And basically, they have, you know, Florian is the owner and the founder. He created this whole green type of environment for food and like rethinking how, you know, food is delivered, how food is managed from the beginning to the end, and trying to be eco-friendly. We actually sat down with him and had a conversation. We're going to play you 5 minutes of that interview, and you'll be able to hear the rest of it coming soon on our YouTube channel, so in a couple days from Monday. But whenever you listen to it, it should be up. So we're going to play that for you right now, and then come back, talk about what we had there. So without further ado, take it away, Florian. Right now, we are in Hannah's Bretzels here in the Loop, and we're sitting here with the owner.
CEO.
Of
huge CEO. Big salary, too.
Nice.
And attitude.
So talk that talk.
I love that.
CEO attitude.
Talk that talk.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
There's a meeting right after. That's why the laptop.
I don't know how much time I have left. But anyway.
Wait, look. We won't
take a busy day.
Busy. We won't take a lot, but thanks for having us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you, too.
So this has a very interesting story and, like, purpose behind Hannah's Bretzels. You want to tell us about it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, where to start? We've been around for, we're going on 20 years.
Right? Yeah.
20 years in downtown Chicago.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a long time. I never thought it would be like that. Yeah. And it started very, very humble idea, right? I moved from New York to Chicago. In 1999, 2000, right? Yeah. And I joined Leo Burnett, the ad agency. And I love food and I love to cook and I always was into that. I'm a product of the Waldorf school system, which is a little bit different. And my father is from Bavaria, from a farm town, right? So we have a farmhouse. My mother lives there right now.
Oh, wow.
My father passed away 20 years ago. She's 93, going strong.
Wow. Yeah.
And so the roots were always on the land, and I always loved food. And when I came here and my Leo Burnett friends realized my love for food, they said, oh, you got to go to Whole Foods. There was no Whole Foods in New York, but there was a Whole Foods in Chicago.
Interesting.
So I went to Whole Foods.
There you go.
And I discovered this new world of grocery store that Whole Foods is, but not in a fake way, not in a, oh, we're such good people, but we're actually not, we're just sticking it to you.
Right.
It was genuine. They really went a new path in the way they communicated and how they treated their supply chain. And it was fascinating to me. And that coincided with the rise of the internet that allowed more information for everybody. So your one-on-one with your doctor for health became a 1 to 100. There were multiple sources now. You could go to educate yourself and alternative opinions.
Right.
Or your one-on-one with the nutritional became much wider. So information became more available. allowed people to make better informed decisions. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, I missed the pretzel bread that I grew up with in Stuttgart, Germany. So wherever I went and I bought pretzel bread, and I didn't mean that at all in an arrogant way. I just was disappointed.
That's
so
understandable. That's
so I put those three together and I was really impressed with Whole Foods. I hung out there a lot and I did what I feel good marketers do. You go where the customer is and you chat them up. Okay. Yes. It creates an awkward situation sometimes. Yeah. Some people you walk up, particularly with females, they're like, hey, can I ask you a question? They're like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Creepo. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah. Right, right.
You
know?
You were actually curious.
Okay. Yeah. But most of the time, people are quite open and you ask them questions and you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And I went to Whole Foods and I talked to a lot of customers in the aisles and I asked them why they shop and what they look for and what drives them to do shopping here compared to it, let's say, Jewels or Kroger's or whatever was available at the time. And then I asked them also if they go out to eat and what they look for in those restaurants and whether they would like a more casual dining, quick service that goes in the Whole Foods.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that was all very much, yes, 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 please, more of that, more of that. I'm worried about my nutrition. I'm try to eat cleaner. Yeah. I think health and nutrition goes hand in hand. And not only... I'm no longer running.
Right.
I'm doing more yoga. I'm doing more meditation. I'm doing more like alternative sports.
Yeah.
So all that area was very dynamically changing. And I felt that there is an opportunity to do a quick service restaurant based on the Whole Foods model.
Wow. That's
so that's how Hanas was created. But then, you know, I didn't have pretzel bread. I never worked in retail.
Yeah.
Never worked in food. I'm a marketer by trade. I learned marketing and finance. Yeah. So I flew in my baker friend from Stuttgart, and he created, he was here for 3 weeks, creating the bread.
Wow.
And the flour is very different here than in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
So it took, he was like, the first week he was ripping his hair.
like, it doesn't work.
What is this? It doesn't work, okay? And then he needed to get his bearing, and finally we had a product that we really loved. And then I invited friends over weekend. I thought once is enough was very cute. We had a bread. I bought all the condiments.
Yeah. You said once was enough.
And we were like, let's create sandwiches. And we created like the first five sandwiches. We ate them and we were like, I can't eat anymore.
Mm. Wow.
So I came to realize like, oh my God, I need to do this over time.
Yeah.
Because when you eat them, you want to keep eating.
Right.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Hum, 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 hum. And after the third one, you're like, oh you know, I can't eat anymore.
I can't, I'm full. Yeah.
I don't want to eat it and throw it out of the like the wine spitting out. I get so, wine testers need to do that if they go through 100 bottles.
Yeah.
I can't spit out red wine. Unless it's really lousy, right?
Man, look, that sandwich was good.
It was very good.
Yeah. This sandwich was very good. First of all, shout out to Florian. It's a very good conversation.
It was really good.
It was an hour-long conversation.
Yeah.
Him being very detailed. What you heard was kind of like the conception and how it started, which was really cool. At the very beginning of the conversation, kind of got into it. That's how much more he spoke and talked about his business. Very passionate about his business.
Yeah. And authentic.
Authentic, yeah. I mean,
like, you
really.
You can tell.
Yeah, he is. In the video, I put Z German. that's what he has in his on the website for Hanas Bretzel. But we did eat, and I'll be honest. For a sandwich and a shop like this, he put some detail in it, and this thing is smacking.
It is very good. Right now they have a collab sandwich between them, like Hanas Bretzel, and then they have a rotating chef. And if you buy the sandwich of that chef, the money goes to the charity that the chef supports. And so this right now it's the chef from Publican. So it's
so the sandwich is
very good.
I mean, when you look at the sandwich, first of all, the pretzel bread, right? The pretzel bread is not typical pretzel bread. Like, it is. It's actually very much.
It's super soft.
It's super soft.
Here's the thing.
I thought it was going to be tough.
I hate when a burger comes on like a pretzel bun, but this was actually really delicious.
Yeah.
Like, it did not taste the same
it did
as
not.
Any I've ever had.
Yeah. I mean,
it was really good. All the ingredients were super fresh. The sandwich is made right in front of you. You pick what you want on it. It's very quick.
Yeah.
Everything just seemed like it tasted really good.
It was put together perfectly, y'all.
It was.
Perfectly. A couple notes, and you'll be, if you listen to the whole episode interview, please do listen to it. A, because it took a little while to edit. And two, very good conversation.
Yeah.
He does something interesting there where you get one napkin, you know, and it's a big napkin. Yeah. When you order your food, you don't get like this the stack of napkins just to wait and sit. And you can hear his take on that and reason why he does it. But you get one napkin, and that one napkin was sufficient because that the sandwich
for sure
was together, and the flavors, man, like honestly, love it. And it's really cool what they do. Really enjoyed having food and it'd be something that's trying to help the environment. Yeah, and help
for sure
the ecology here. So is ecology the right word?
Ecology,
right?
In terms of what?
The environment, right? Sure. Eco, right?
I mean,
I don't know, man. Look, I'm just trying to use a big word, be smart around here. You know, I'm just trying to.
It's not wrong.
No, I know. Well, it just the lack of confidence you had in that did not make me feel good.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to say, but either way.
Be honest with you, I forgot what I was trying to say. I'm done talking about
ecology.
Yeah.
I feel like people say like eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Instead of saying ecology friendly. I know. So when you said ecology, it kind of like, I forgot that that was what eco was short for. Just like how the other day you taught me that facts is short for facsimile.
Yeah.
I was like, no, the fuck it's not. What do you mean?
Because don't nobody say it in facsimile.
I've never heard that before in my entire adult life or child life.
Right. You know one
facsimile.
Thing. Facsimile, y'all.
And it's spelt with a C. Don't spell it with an X.
Yeah,
because
it's facsimile.
Yeah, facsimile.
Facsimile.
Yep.
Damn it, I lost what I was about to say. Sarah doesn't like when I call it Google Mail.
that's just ridiculous. That's just like so old.
But you know what? You know, I get the point across. Google Mail.
It's like saying according to the internet. what do you mean? What internet? You know how old people be like, according to the internet.
No,
what
no,
internet?
No.
Where'd you see it?
According to the World Wide Web.
No, stop. No one says that.
You see it. www. That. Anyway.
Is that what you say?
No. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone that you love. Teach them a little bit about the history of Arbor Day, a little bit about Joy Morton. And please go support that post. Post with Morton Salt is sponsored. So we would love a little bit of extra support on that.
A little bit
of
love. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so they can keep doing this so we can pay for these free ass episodes that you'd be listening to every week.
You know.
That is the best way to support us, is to share our content. And if you did not enjoy this episode, check in next week. You might like that one.
Yeah, or pop on us. Pop in on us on Thursday.
No, don't pop in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, not here. Not here.
No, don't do that. Yeah, come to the Architecture Center.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Or some.
All right, bye.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could, please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.